everyone, and welcome to the Texas Down Syndrome Chat. We are located here in the Alamo City, and we are here for you. We have a really cool speaker today. He's a champion for fitness in the special needs community. He's a real rad guy, just fantastic person. He's really excited to speak with us. But before diving into today's episode, we want to take a minute to fill you all in on the special events happening here at the DSA-STX. This is our DSA-STX Minute. So we are going to be heading to Rockport, Texas for a relaxing fun day at the beach. That is Audrey's Day at the Beach. We are going to be there this Saturday, July 22nd. We are also preparing for our biggest event of the year. Save the date for Saturday, October 28th. That is our annual walk and stroll. It is through the walk and stroll that we get most of our funding to keep these fantastic programs up. You can get tickets for that at dsastx.org. So for today's episode, we're going to have somebody very special on. And he is just amazing, just a fantastic champion for people with special needs. He is just a wonderful person, just awesome, wonderful company to be around. What he's doing is something that is helping so many people. I would like to introduce Coach Dan, or instead, how about you introduce yourself?
Good afternoon, I guess it is afternoon, right? I lose track of time. Yes, I'm Coach Dan. Daniel Goss is my name, and I'm the founder of Fitted, and Fitted is spelled F-I-T-T-I-D. And it stands for Functional Fitness for Independence Tailored to Individuals with Disabilities. And we are a fully inclusive gym, an all-inclusive gym, where anyone is welcome regardless of their ability level. We work primarily with individuals with intellectual and physical disabilities, short-term and long-term disabilities, to help them be more functional in their daily lives and their activities, to develop more confidence and security in just walking down the street or taking the stairs. Those are very important things with people with intellectual disabilities. They have some depth perceptions and issues and things like that. And so at Fitted, we help them conquer those fears and learn that they can do the stairs and they don't have to be as scared as they were when they first started learning how to do the stairs. So we give them techniques and things like that to help them build confidence in things that they do every day, you know. Stronger arms allow them to wash their own hair and to put their own clothes on and to, you know, any of those things that we kind of take for granted and we just do them, right? We don't think about, you know, what muscles are involved or what strength we need to do things, you know, they need that help, you know, to learn and develop those skills. And functional fitness is what helps them do that.
I think that is so cool. So just, you know, FYI, guys, we saw Coach Dan here last Saturday, and I decided to jump in and do some of the exercises that he was doing with some of our guys. And oh my gosh, I got tired. How they are just fantastic. They've been coming for a while, right?
Yeah, they love it. I got started with Fitted. Let's see. It's been over 2 years since I met Shanna now. Shanna Garcia. If you check out our website, www.letsgetfitted.com, and Fitted again is spelled F-I-T-T-I-D. I have to put it out there because everyone always puts an E in there. Shanna's the girl at the very top homepage. She's the reason that there is Fitted, really. I met Shanna through the JCC, the Jewish Community Center here in San Antonio, Texas. I was a trainer there, and her mom really wanted her to get healthy again after COVID. Mm-hmm. COVID was a devastation to all of us, but especially the disability community. And it really just hit hard. And so she wanted someone to train her daughter. Mm-hmm. Her daughter had done workouts before and exercises and things like that. And so I was asked by the JCC, would you be interested in training someone with an intellectual disability? And my first response without even thinking was, of course, they're just a person, you know? And, I think that's where I realized that this is the place that I was supposed to be and what I was supposed to be doing, because there wasn't even a thought in my mind that they were any different than you or I. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And you know, I met with her and she's been training with me, I think, for like 2 years now. She comes 3 times a week. She works hard. She's developed all kinds of independent skills, taking those stairs with more confidence. She gets herself up and ready and out the door for the gym, where she actually works and helps out at Fitted. So she does a lot of work for Fitted. So I pay her to help me here at Fitted. From there, Gail, her mother, introduced me to the DSA, the Down Syndrome Association, and Brian and Michelle. And we wanted to expand. I wanted to grow Fitted. I wanted to get it out there that there was somebody in the area that had no beef training someone with an intellectual disability, right? There was no issue for me. As far as I'm concerned, everyone has an ability level to work out. So I met with Brian and Michelle, and they were very excited to try to bring some, you know, health and fitness to their organization, as well as, you know, to the community in general. And so I started doing Fitted classes. They're the ones, they're actually the reason why there's the acronym Fitted. So Michelle said, you have to have an acronym. They're super cool. Like, you got to have an acronym. And I went, what is an acronym? So I'm not super young, all right? I'm older. And so I was like, what's an acronym? And she's like, you know, those words that you say, you know, and that letters make the good. And I go, oh, okay. So I went home. Another reason why I know that this is the right path for me. So I sat down and I did what she said, and I wrote out like these letters, and I thought, what words kind of match what it is that I'm trying to do, right? And within a matter of like a minute or two, Fitted came right on the page. It was super easy. And I texted to her and I was like, hey, what do you think of this? And she's like, I love it. It's perfect. And so Fitted actually began with that acronym that she said to develop.
Thanks, Michelle. You hear that?
Exactly. You got it, Michelle. Thank you. Because I had no idea what an acronym was. But, you know, I think from there, it was just getting the word out in the community that there's now an opportunity for people to work out. And again, workout, it's tailored to every individual. So according to my, as shown on my website, we do, one-on-one trainings, we do small group trainings, we have classes, we have, obstacle course training, we do boot camps. And again, everyone that comes to the gym is in either an intellectual or physical, has an intellectual or physical disability. And, they feel welcome. So when they walk in the door, they know it's their place, right? They don't walk in the door of most gyms and feel real welcome, right? They sometimes walk in and kind of go, oh, I don't know if I should be here. And that intimidation then makes it harder for them to want to work out, makes it harder for them to be there. Like, I think about myself the first time I walked into a gym. I was nervous enough. I was, you know, scared, not sure if I should be there. So we think about ourselves walking into a gym, but then think about walking in and you don't see anyone like you, and you don't have any real warm welcoming, and usually people aren't aware that you kind of talk to the person and not to their caregiver or the parent, unless of course you've been told to do that. So there's those small things that they feel super welcome at Fitted. And that's what I want. I want everyone to always feel like when you walk through the door at Fitted, you belong regardless.
I love that.
They come in and we do all kinds of workouts, and they're amazing. Like, their abilities blow my mind sometimes when I see the things that they are capable of doing, and that they shock themselves when they do it. It's really exciting to see how excited they get when they're picking up a weight that they didn't think they could pick up, or they say, oh, I can't do that. And then they do it and they're like, wow, I did it. I'm like, of course you did. You know, it's just super, super rewarding. And I just can't imagine doing anything else. I'm so blessed and so grateful that I get to do this and work in this community and help serve some people that have been really underserved for a very long time, you know. And the greatest thing that I wanted to do was to make sure that regardless of what happens to me, Fitted or some form thereof would be. So I tried to partner with a lot of the bigger organizations in the community because I wanted to help to build the stability, because I'm 48. I'm not going to be around forever.
You don't look 48.
For a while. Well, great. Thank you. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that we were going to be able to establish this and that we were going to be able to continue to to build upon it, and that if I'm gone, it's still going to be there. Mm-hmm. And so I partnered with, you know, DSA and a bunch of other great organizations out here in San Antonio. And Fitted is now got a full gym at Morgan's Wonderland Sports Complex. We're in building number 2. If you haven't seen it yet, come check it out. Super awesome. I do free consultations. So if you have an individual that you're interested in having some training done, we have a free consultation where we just kind of meet and we get ability levels and we see if we're fit and you know, who's going to be a good trainer for you. I have a couple coaches that work for me. They're really awesome. We all bring something different to the table, which is nice because as you and I are not cookie cutters, either individuals mm-hmm. with disabilities, and so they like certain people, and certain other that people they don't, and that's mm-hmm. okay too. And that's why we have a variety of individuals that they can choose to train with, a variety of options with the classes. We have a Zumba. My Zumba instructor's name is Sam. We call her Zumba Sam. She's super awesome. She's an individual with Down syndrome, and she's a certified Zumba instructor. Nice. And she teaches Zumba classes at Fitted, and that's super fun and super awesome. So I just came from a Zumba class with one of the organizations that come to Fitted.
I want to meet Sam.
So she's awesome. Yeah, she's super cool. Super fun girl.
Let me see. So prior to doing like special needs, were you just a regular coach or did you really?
So I used to train at Orange Theory. So I've been in fitness for a long time.
Okay.
As a child, I was an obese child. I was overweight. I went to the doctor, I think when I was 15, and I saw that he wrote obese on my chart, and I was like, oh no, I can't have that. So I just became very active in fitness and exercising and trying to lose weight and just trying to be healthy. Right. And so I always have trained like on the side. Mm-hmm. I was an accountant for a nonprofit back in New York. I'm from New York originally. That's where I was born and raised for 43 years. I always did fitness part-time. I always trained part-time or did group classes or, you know, that kind of stuff. And then when I moved to Texas, I didn't want to do that part-time anymore. I wanted to mm-hmm. do it full-time. So I started working at Orange Theory, mm-hmm. and I was a coach at Orange Theory, which was amazing, and it taught me a lot of skills to have really good eye, to see everybody, to watch everybody, to see how they're moving, to see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I really am grateful for my time at Orange Theory. But I wanted to do more like one-on-one. I wanted to work more with like smaller groups. Mm-hmm. I wanted to really make differences. Not that I wasn't there, but in a different way. Mm-hmm. So then I, you know, started doing one-on-one trainings after Orange Theory. So I just did Orange Theory full-time, and then I still was doing, like, personal training part-time. And I decided I was just going to stop all that. Once I kind of realized that I was on the right path in training who I was supposed to train and where I was supposed to be and what I was supposed to be doing, everything else just kind of fell into place. And so I just started, you know, word of mouth, and I just started getting clients and helping more and more people and getting connected with organizations, and they all come to Fitted now, and we do group classes there and all that kind of stuff. So, but I've been involved with fitness for a long time, training anyone for strength training to trying to lose weight to functional fitness. And functional fitness is really where it's at. I mean, like in our 20s, you want to be bulk and you want to be big and you want to be the Barbie doll. And that's great. But we get older mm-hmm. and we can't sustain those things for long periods of time. Right. So we want to be functional. We want to be healthy. And we want to be fit as we can. Right. Mm-hmm. To be able to take care of ourselves. And so I try to instill that because lots of people hear exercise or fitness or whatever, and they're like, oh, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to. So I try to make it fun, creative, but mm-hmm. also teach them how impactful it is on their lives. And once they grasp how impactful it is for them, they're on board. They mm-hmm. start to tell their parents, like, oh, we shouldn't have that. That's not really something we should be eating. Mm-hmm. So I'm a certified nutritionist as well. So I talk all about food all the time with my clients. I'm always saying like, hey, what are we doing for lunch today? What are we having for dinner? I just try to get them to be mindful of making healthy choices because it's so easy for us to make unhealthy choices. Okay. So, So I always am talking about, you know, nutrition and getting them to see the impact that it's having directly on their lives. You know, there's nothing more special than when I get a text message from one of my clients saying, hey, I used my muscles today. I picked up some boxes at work and
nice.
I wasn't able to do that before. Mm-hmm. Or I loaded all the soda by myself and I never could do that before. You know, mm-hmm. those are the rewarding things that I get to hear is that they're starting to see this difference in their lives. And that's what's really important.
You know, you're right. When it comes to like Barbie dolls and trying to be skinny or buff, you know, I was going cross-eyed for a while and I lost my depth perception. Right when you were saying depth perception, that they're afraid to go up the stairs, it got to a point in my life where I was so terrified. I couldn't sweep. I couldn't go upstairs. A ball would come at me and I'd run because I'd be so afraid. So yeah. Just having, just to have those functions, to be able to move people, people take so for granted just moving, just the simple things. Some people can't even lift their arms over their heads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Range of motion is a big thing that I work on with individuals with disabilities, just to get them to extend, you know, their arms out and up over their head and really just move their bodies. Because lots of times we hold tight, like we'll hold in and we keep everything tight. And I want them to just extend their bodies as much as they can and get as much range of motion as they can to help just movement in general, you know. But definitely the stairs are a big factor, a big factor. And I guess I didn't really realize that, but all of us, as we age, have depth perception issues, right? Like, even myself, I take the stairs differently than I did when I was in my 20s, you know? And it just naturally happens. Individuals with disabilities, particularly in the Down syndrome area, have extreme nervousness with stairs. I think they're really afraid of, like, falling a lot, and it happens soon. Like, usually in their 30s, they start to kind of really start to get, it's been very prevalent. I do a lot of, I do some quote research stuff because I try to keep track of like a lot of things that we're learning here at Fitted, impacting the lives and what things are difficult for them, what seems to be a challenge so that we can help them. And one of the biggest obstacles that I found was the stairs, and running, being comfortable with running. But the stairs more, got me thinking, like, how can I be, because we have to take stairs, right? I mean, what if the elevator goes out? What are you going to do? You know, you got to get out, you know, and this is, these are the things that I try to tell them, like, hey, you know, you might not be able to take the elevator. You got to take some stairs. Or what if you go somewhere and they only have stairs? Now you can do it, right? But I want you to feel okay doing it, right? And I don't care if you could hold on to the railing, if you're taking one step at a time, like whatever that is, we build that confidence. And nine times out of 10, the more that they always do stairs. They will all tell you that Coach Dan makes them do stairs all the time. Stairs are the thing. They usually start to like up and down the stairs without even holding on sometimes. And then they'll get to the top of the stairs and go, oh, I just did that without holding on, you know? Good. And so those are super important factors for them in their lives to help their families as well. Like, hey, we got to go here. There's stairs. What are we going to do? You know, they can take them. They can do it. And they know they can, you know, and that's super important to me.
Have you seen any other things like in your research as you continue working with everybody with special needs? Have you seen any kind of particular trend, anything that you need to cater in particular for anybody else?
I mean, everyone is unique.
We're not cookie cutters,
you know,
right?
Everyone's unique, just like, you know, you and I. We're all unique, right? The biggest obstacle is just making sure we understand how they like to learn, what their cues are. Are they more verbal? Would they rather see things? Would they rather have me do it with them? It's really just understanding what their needs are, and then help them, you know, and work with them. So I have clients that sometimes I just show them what the exercise is and they do it. I have other ones that don't like to be touched. So you have to really do the visual with them or a lot of things with them to help them understand how to move. You know, and so it's really just, again, learning what their needs are in order for them to get through the moves. Most of them were excited to work out. Like, I think they want to, like, you know, Not everybody wants to work out, right? Like, I don't always want to work out either, right? But I know that it's super healthy for me, you know, and it's going to help me long term. But usually they come in and they're ready to go and they're just excited about what are we going to do today. And I try to teach them independence. So I really show them things and then I want them to be able to come to the gym and replicate it on their own, right? I want them to know and feel confident that they're doing the moves correctly and that they could come to the gym with mom or dad or caretaker or sister or brother and they can do their workout at the gym. That's my ultimate goal. And so far, I would say 80% of my clients could go to the gym and they could do a routine on their own. Because lots of times what I'll do is I set everybody up one-on-one clients, run on for like an 8-week period. So at the end of the 8 weeks, I'm like, okay, it's your turn to do the workout today. Coach Dan's just going to watch and I want to see you put it together. Because I want to see what they're going to do. You know, I want to see what did you learn? How are you going to put it together? How do you still move if I'm just kind of letting you do your own thing? And I am impressed with like they'll put a whole workout together from just a little bit of cardio to core work to legs and lower body exercises to upper body exercises. Sometimes they'll go out and they'll do the sled pushes on their own. Oh, they'll do the we have weight racks that we push around through obstacle courses. I do a lot of ramp training, so I have a big ramp at the gym. Because walking on elevation can be really troublesome. Mm-hmm. So the ramp is super good for helping them understand we're all walking up and down with elevation. That was one of the things that was remarkable for Shanna was they went away on vacation to Port Aransas. And I've never been to Port Aransas, so I got to get there. But apparently they were walking through like some sand dunes and things like that. And Shanna had no problem like walking the inclines and walking through the sand just because of all the training that we had done with walking on ramps and doing the stairs. And she didn't even think about it. She just kept on going. And her whole family was just like, she just was right through those dunes like it was nothing. And I'm like, that's how it should be. Right. You know? So, yeah.
Good old Shanna. That, I don't know, as a parent, I'm not a parent, but just to imagine just seeing that milestone and something like that to get that confidence.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think you just need somebody to believe in you. And, you know, who's a better person than a personal trainer?
I believe in all of them.
Oh, my gosh. I saw you on Saturday. So, again, he had fitted here. Coach Dad had fitted on Saturday. And everything he did, he's just so fantastic. He had, I believe there was 9 different individuals there.
Yep.
And he worked just so, just, he catered to everybody in a different way. Billy was one of ours, and he's just pretty independent.
Yep.
He got a heavier weight, and you could tell he was happy.
He was doing it. He was
pushing that. We had another girl who kind of, she needed it more visually, and he was kind of guiding her through the workout.
And that's the thing I was talking about with just kind of understanding what do they need. Some people could be just left alone. I show them the moves, and then others kind of need a little bit more of like, okay, this is what we do. And that's the fun with it though. Like, cause no one's the same. And so while I'm over here, maybe having to move the equipment with them over here, they're doing it by themselves or in the middle. So, just adjusting whatever we're doing, for them. Is what's important, you know, making sure they can do what we're doing or some form of it.
Coach Dunn was so good at it. Like, I was tired looking at them. And by the end of fitted, they were all just winded, but like in a good way, you know, not exhausted, like sick, but you know, they just, you could tell they had a really good workout. Everybody left very content. It was really cool. And
I'm really
glad that you still do that here. Thanks for coming, you know,
absolutely.
To the DSA.
I love the DSA. I mean, I volunteer with the DSA. I love doing their party that they do at Morgan's Wonderland. I've done their gala. So the DSA is an amazing place. It's super special here. I've always felt very welcome and they're very supportive and that's super great because that's what we need in the community, right? We just need to support one another, right? Because we're all hopefully doing the same thing and that's looking out for the best interests of this particular community. And so it's nice when we can all get together and just help each other and support each other and, you know, promote each other.
Totally agree with that. I totally agree. Is there anything else you'd like to say? I guess I'd like to just, you know, let you have the floor. Anything you'd like to talk about? Nutrition? Anything that you think, anything noteworthy that
I think you know, if you have an individual with disabilities of any kind, and fitness can help them, you know, I'm a certified post rehab specialist. So I do a lot of physical therapy type work. Basically I do things after physical therapy is done. Cause we all know physical therapy only gets so long for most places and most people. And then what do you do after that? And so lots of times they can be referred to our organization and we can continue doing the rehab type work, but incorporate it into more functional fitness, so that they don't re-injure themselves, but then also, you know, learn more skills, and get them in, bring them in, you know, come in and we can do a consultation and we can talk about what the plan looks like and what you'd like to do. And, you know, we have many different packages, many different options, and lots more things are coming, but don't cancel it out because you think that they can't. Because so often we think that people can't do something and they really can. You know, I've had parents that come in and they're like, oh, they can't do that. And I'm like, okay. And yes, they do. And it could be from walking on the treadmill to anything, you know, and I think it's, you know, we're scared, you know, we don't want them to get hurt, of course. Right. But they will do what you and I do and push themselves to where they know, like, hey, I can't do that. Sometimes they need a little bit more encouragement, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, they need to be told, hey, let's go, guys, let's move. They get a little nervous about, like, picking up their heart rate, or that's been really interesting to see, like, trying to push them to really get their heart rates up, mm-hmm. or to, you know, move jogging or running and get faster at things. They get nervous about it. It's really interesting.
We all do, right?
I mean, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I guess when my heart gets racing, I'm like, or whatever. So it's just, I think it's just them learning these things about their bodies, mm-hmm. right? Because I try to remind them, like, hey, you're on the treadmill and you're walking and your heart rate's going to go up a little bit. It's okay. Or, hey, we're out here and we're doing an obstacle course and you're running over things and you're going under things and you're pushing big weights and picking up things and, you know, jumping over stuff. So your heart rate's going to come up a little bit. It's okay. Your muscles are going to start to feel things, right? And it's just really, really communicating with them to get them to make that connection with their own body, right? To just understand, like, oh, I'm doing a bicep curl and that's working the muscle on the front of my arm. And it's, and they'll look at their muscle when mm-hmm. I try to tell them, like, what they're doing, when they're doing the exercise, they want to watch it because they're seeing, like, oh, I'm feeling my muscles work. That's super exciting too, because they start to coordinate, like, what muscles are being worked with what exercise. So, you know, they're just people. You know, and I live my life with three mantras, and they are to live my daydream. And that's what I'm doing. Fitted is my daydream. Like, this is literally what I think I was meant to do my whole life. And I think it just took me 40 some odd years to get there. And that's okay. Better late than never. Right. And I think I was in the right place at the right time, and everything lined up the way it was supposed to. And so from there, you know, it's staying close to the people that feel like sunshine. And honestly, these guys are my sunshine.
Oh.
Like, every one of them comes walking through the door, and I feel like they give me so much more than I give to them. Energy, compassion, like the things that, the happiness that they have, you know, the things that we take for granted that they struggle doing, and they don't even complain about it, or mm-hmm. they just go about doing their thing. And they all have such big hearts, and they all just really want to be a part of, you know, and I think I understand that. You know, I understand wanting to be included and wanting to feel accepted. And, mm-hmm. and that's what I bring to the table, is like, mm-hmm. you are accepted here as just as you are, just as you are, who you are, what you do, all of those things, you're accepted here. And so they're my sunshine every day. I never feel like I'm working. I feel mm-hmm. like I'm just having fun with people all mm-hmm. the time. And that's the best gift. And the other thing is, let the butterflies fly. And really, that means let everything else go.
Love
at the end of the day, let everything else go, you know, that's it. And I'm grateful. I'm really grateful for this journey. I'm grateful for the opportunity that the DSA had given me way back in, like, I think it's been over a year now. I think we're on our second year rotation of doing Fitted here on Saturdays. And I'm grateful that they gave me that opportunity, because I've met so many amazing people, and just really getting out there slowly, because I don't want to overwhelm myself. I never like to promise things that I can't come through on. You know, I always want to make sure that if I'm offering something, I don't want to have to take it away, you know? So, because the worst thing that can happen is they get involved in all of this and then it just stops, mm-hmm. you know, and then they'll go back to being inactive or more inactive than mm-hmm. what they need to be, you know? Yeah. So I'm really blessed and grateful. And I really appreciate you, you know, taking the time to talk with me about Fitted and about Coach Dan and, you know, me. And like I said, I don't feel like I do a whole lot. I feel like I just hang out with them and show them how to move and show them how to, you know, just use their bodies and be strong. And we talk about everything. I let them listen to what they want to listen to when we're in one-on-one sessions. I'm like, hey, what do you like to listen to? So I listen to anything from the Beatles to country to pop to rap to, some people listen to podcasts while they're working out. You know, cool. I just never know what's going to be on the radio in my studio, but they get to choose what they want, you know? And again, it's making sure that whoever walks through that door feels like they belong and that it's their place and they're not going to be made to feel like they're not welcome there, or that they shouldn't be there. They shouldn't touch something, you know. Everybody's like, oh, don't touch that. I'm like, they can touch whatever they want. Mm-hmm. This is their place. Like, if they want to pick up a weight, they want to try, I'm going to watch them, but they could try. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want them to be afraid of anything. I want them to want to try. I want them to want to explore. I want them to want to put together their own mm-hmm. things. And that's another thing. I'm like, what do you want to do? And I ask them, what would you like to do out of all of this stuff that you see here at the gym? What do you want to do? Pick something. And we do that, you know, and we work on it. And It's just super exciting. I could talk about Fitted like literally all day and no, all the things that I do.
I can see this. I wish you all could see this. If this was a video, Coach Dan's eyes are just sparkling right now. I'm so into this. I get that. I feel that passion just coming through here.
I know. I don't shut up. I just talk and talk.
Oh, my God. No, that's not what I said. Oh, my gosh.
I'm from New York.
Don't say that.
So I talk all the time.
No, you're fine. You are just so great. Like, Coach Dan is just fantastic. If you are interested in coming to see some of his programs, get a little taste of that programming. When do we come here? It's every
Now on the second Saturday from 11:30 to 12:30. And when you come in, it's going to be a little bit of cardio. So we do a little bit of, you know, some jumping jacks and things like that, just to get your bodies moving, just to get them a feeling of like, oh, my heart rate's going up. And then, you know, I try to do some specific exercises that I know really help the posterior chain, really help walking, such as knee bends and squats and things like that. And then we do some upper body work with some weights. You know, we have some weights here that we've got at the DSA. And so I try to incorporate strength because it's very important to build muscles. And then we do a little core work, you know, and they got to build that core. They got to have strong cores in order to do things. So that's kind of what you'll find. And then sometimes we'll come and we'll do stations and different types of exercises at the stations. And sometimes we'll do an entire like HIIT class. So it just depends. I usually plan something, and then when I get there, I kind of feel out the crowd and go, what do I think they're going to be interested in? Because, again, it's all about them. So I'll change whatever we're going to do based on who's there, right? But come check it out. It's super fun. Again, second Saturday of every month, 11:30 to 12:30, right here at the DSA. We have a great time. It's super fun. I think it's $5 to come.
$5.
You know, hang out and get some exercise. And, you know, maybe your individual will love it, and you'll be like, great, they have something new that's going to be really healthy for them to do, you know, and that's just, that's my goal, is that everyone that wants to can.
Cool. Thank you so much, Coach Dan. It's
thank you.
Always a pleasure. We just love having you here. You know, we hope that you can keep coming for many years.
I hope so. Hopefully I will be around for a long time, and so shall Fitted or some form thereof Fitted, because I want to make sure, like I said, that when I leave this world having left something for someone else. And it's going to be continued on, and it's going to still be there for others to pick up and keep going, because we're always going to have individuals with disabilities who are going to need this help, right? So I want to make sure that it's going to be there even if I'm not. And so that's my goal. That's going to make me the happiest when I leave, to see that it's still there and it's still going to be going. I'm excited.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much again. I loved it. Thanks.
Thank you. Before we go, let's review our regular programming for the season. For starters, we have club night every Wednesday evening. This is open for anyone 13 and up. And we really have a blast here. We cook, we dance, we play music, we watch movies. Let me tell you something, you will never have a dull night at club night. Kids Connection would be the whippersnappers version of club night. That is for our 6 to 12 year olds. And we have that every second Saturday of the month here. We do a lot of activities that help with coordination and motor skills. It's a great place to come and make some new friends as well. If you're looking for something that's more wholesome, clean fun, you want something to do on a weekend with your family, come to one of our family fun days. These are on the fourth Saturday of the month. And it's open to the community, and it's a great place to find new connections, to eat some food, to have some fun, memorable experiences here. Of course, we just talked to Coach Dan, so now that you know about Fitted, come to Fitted. That happens on the second week of Saturdays, second Saturdays of the month. And, you know, we hope we can see you for next month's session. Rackets Up is currently closed due to the rising climates, but we will be open in September again when the temperature drops. So in the meantime, practice your swing. On a more serious note, for family members, community members, and educators who are interested in supporting and working with individuals with Down syndrome, join us on our parent education sessions. Those are the first Tuesday of the month from 6 to 8 p.m. here at the DSA STX facility that is on 1127 Patricia. The sessions are in English. Stay tuned as well for our mom and dad support group. Those happen throughout the month, and they're always planning something cool. You can always stay in tune with all of our programs or any of our news, anything that goes on dsastx.org. Read our blogs. We just put up a new one. It's really great. It's about summer camp. Listen to our podcast. Listen to me talk. And finally, you know, follow us on social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and we even have TikTok. The handle is DSASTX. There's so many resources on there, just a lot of resources for you, a lot of good news, a lot of cool things happening that you definitely want to stay in the loop about. But this concludes July 2023's Texas Down Syndrome Chat. You know, I hope you all liked it. After listening, like, leave us a rating on whatever platform that you're on. And, you know, go a little easy on me. Give me a little learning curve. I'm learning this. But regarding feedback, we're always, just always looking for topics, for questions, and for people to bring onto the show. Like, you have any suggestions, we would just love to make it happen. We'd love to be a resource for you guys that you can continually come to us for answers, and hopefully we can answer those. So please just reach out to us if there's anything that you would like to hear on this podcast, and we can try to make it happen. I try to say something witty to end this podcast, but I really can't think of anything on point enough to say. Hopefully we will see you in August, and have a great month.